The holidays are coming, you guys, which means we are obligated as a business to try and take as much of your money as possible.
That's why we've come up with new products to sell you. We got shirts, we got hats, we got all kinds of things for you.
If you want a Brock Life shirt, if you want a Jetpack Rescue Squad shirt.
Ooh, that salmon cannon shirt's cool.
If you want any of that stuff, you want a hat that says they's aliens, we got you. We have concerns.com/shop. Yeah!
I did.
Right on.
I went crazy. I went a little insane.
What'd you get?
An 80-inch.
Jeff, no.
It's insane.
Jeff, I've seen your apartment. That's too big. It's too big.
So I finally got it set up right before I came over here, and it's like, I'm like, oh my God.
You nearly didn't make it.
I almost didn't come
you were,
over
you were nearly
all.
Like, hey, can we reschedule? Weren't yeah. you? You thought about
I
it.
I did.
You thought about it. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Hey, how are you about touching?
I actually, and this surprises people, I think, I'm okay with touching, and I'm actually kind of a touchy person.
Are you? You initiate?
I'm a touchy-feely dude, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and I think it, you know, I don't know where it comes from or what. I'm not like, it's not too much. Like, I don't hug you the first time I meet you.
I don't know if you're the one who
like
gets
that.
To decide whether it was too much
no,
or not.
No, I mean,
Anthony.
The person who's being touched decides whether it's too much.
You've just never gotten bad reports.
But I'm just going to say, yeah, like, I've never, my Yelp is still five. Yeah, my Yelp for touching is still 5 stars.
Well, that's impressive.
But no, I mean, you know what I mean. Like, I'll touch a shoulder or something like that. I'm one of those people where yeah. I'm just like, hey, good to meet you. Like, whatever. Like, a handshake. And then during the conversation.
Fully extended arm.
Like, a fully extended
the
arm.
End of the fingertip.
Just the tip of my finger.
Just
but,
pushing it on your shoulder.
But I point with 3 fingers at once. And I yeah. just touch. And
you're like a sixth grade dance.
And
like,
I always
you've
say.
Got both hands extended on
both
shoulders.
I leave a little
shoulders.
Room for the Holy Ghost. Yeah, that's
yeah.
what I do.
Yeah.
And I also say initiating human compassion.
That's good.
And I
just so
they
prepare
know.
Them.
Yeah.
yeah. So they know what's
so
coming.
You know, I think I'm pretty good about
really
contact.
Really warm. You're
yeah.
so warm.
Yeah.
This
well,
is
so are other humans, which is why I only like to touch them at arm's length.
It's frightening.
That body heat coming off of other people is weird.
And like oddly soft and
or just
cushy.
Sacks of warm meat.
Ooh, what's going
weird
on with
me
that?
Out.
This is an article that was sent to our Gmail, which is wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com. This was sent by Adrian Gonzalez. He could have also used our Reddit at wehaveconcerns.reddit.com.
We're not telling him one way is better than the other. They're both no. equally good.
I like them both.
Yeah,
personally.
Don't do it on Twitter, though. If you send us something on Twitter, it disappears into the ether.
Yeah, we don't know how to deal with Twitter yeah. things. But this was an interesting story. This is a study at Oxford that created basically a heat map of the human body broken down over different types of relationships and how men and women like or don't like to be touched. Different areas of the body, off limits, on limits, how comfortable we feel or how awkward we feel being
so
touched there.
I'll say that I'm most comfortable. You know when you do that little single finger thing under a baby's chin?
that's your favorite thing?
No, I like when people do that motion, but to my butt.
Oh.
That's not true. And if you ever see me in public, don't do that to me. I swear
no,
to God. If you
please.
Guys see me at like PAX South or something
just
like that.
Butt finger.
Don't
him.
You dare. Don't you dare.
Little baby.
Little baby
chin.
Baby, just to one, just well, to one cheek. Just
that,
to one cheek.
The only really reason for that is because your buttocks does look like a baby's chin.
It looks like the baby's entire face.
Yes.
That's what throws people off.
Yeah.
Is if I was to take my pants down, it looks like 2 baby heads.
It's two babies kissing each other.
And the eyes can even look in different directions.
that's a trick that you learned very young.
It's very strange.
Yeah. This is interesting. So the idea is, I mean, we all know good touch, bad touch. We all know that I think a lot of this is predictable, right?
Sure.
The genital area is off
is
limits.
A go.
I think
100% of the time.
You really should read this.
Once again, not true. Please don't do that to me if you see me in public.
So it's pretty predictable with the areas that are off limits. And again, it's broken down by relationships. So it's like stranger, friend, family members. All kinds of
Can
stuff.
Can I make predictions? Can
sure.
I make predictions about in casual, in strangers or businessy or less personal relationships? Can I make some guesses as to what are some no-no spots that people wouldn't think of?
Yes.
Neck?
Neck. Is a, as a go or an
as
off
As a
limits?
No-go.
Yes. neck really, is a no-go. The head and neck area in general, surprisingly no-go.
Lower back.
Lower back, yeah. It's for people, the entire back. The shoulder area is really the only part of the torso for non...
Yeah. For anybody that you don't know super well...
Yeah.
That's why I always say, like, the shoulder touch. Like, hey, man, good to see you. Like, you do a shoulder thing. Because people are generally okay about their shoulders for whatever reason.
Yeah.
How
do you feel about legs? What do you think? Where do you think legs land?
Once again, that little thing like you do to a baby.
Mm-hmm.
On somebody's...
You really shouldn't do that to any
somebody's,
baby.
On somebody's calf. Just like, hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Good to be doing business with you.
That's how you start any business meeting.
Yeah. I just walk in. Mr. Reynolds.
Yeah, Mr. Taylor.
Great to see you. Thank you so much for taking the time to meet with me.
Oh.
So good to see you.
That's good to see you, too. That's so good to see you.
Anyway, let's get down to business.
The Calvin account?
I did, and I have to tell you, I want to brace you for this.
Yep.
You're not going to be super happy with it.
Well, hit me.
The numbers are not good, but I want you to know.
Yep.
Everybody on the team did their best.
Oh, that's great. I think you did a wonderful job yourself.
Oh, thank you. So, anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We wound up going about 30% under projected profits here.
Oh, my goodness. That's going to be hard to break that to the board.
But I know.
But I think based on the file that you presented, you did a wonderful job with
this. Thank you. You know, our entire branch really did our best. And I think in this case, it was just we played the cards we were dealt, you know?
Yeah, well, it's been a good meeting. And,
thank you. I just want to ask.
Yep.
Layoffs?
I think it's inevitable at this point.
Okay, I'll break it to my team.
Yeah, you should tell them that. You should tell them they all did a great job.
All right, I will.
So that's basically how every business meeting should probably go.
That's how
think.
They go with
that's
me. How, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I haven't worked a day in my life. I don't know if the correlation is not causation, guys.
Interestingly, there is a big difference in how men and women allow touching. Women are much, much more generally acceptable, it's generally accepting, I should say, of allowing touching in their head and feet. Men, do not touch them, do not touch their heads.
Dude, don't touch my feet.
Do not touch your feet or your head.
Don't touch my feet for sure. But don't touch my head, and especially like, don't you fuck around my ears.
Like, oh, yeah. Well, you got those detached lobes. I'm sure people want to touch
God
them all the
damn
time.
Damn it. Shut up.
I'm sure people want to just flip them.
You know I hate my fucking detached ear lobes.
I know, but...
God, you just sit over there with your perfectly attached lobes
they
and
look,
just fucking make fun
they
of me.
They look so hangy and dangly, and I just want to touch them.
Dangly fucking Dobby the house elf ears of mine, you son
like
of a
bitch.
Like
little gumdrops.
I am particularly closed off to stuff like that, and I think it's because, well, number one, I guess most people are.
Yeah.
But number
as
two...
most men.
Number two, just like the whole thing of, you know, like kids like middle school or high school, like shit like that. Just ear flicking
yeah.
Forehead flicking, back of the
wet
head.
Wet willies.
Dude, somebody would do that to me and I would lose my shit.
The wet willy specifically or just the flicking?
Anything.
Yeah.
Anything like that. Like I would just immediately just heat. Anger, balled up fists. Like, people would do that to me and I would start a fight with them.
Wow.
Like, it was literally, I had
but
such a
fucking
hair
trigger. But you only punched them in the ear, which is a weird fight technique.
Because it's fucking tit for tat, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And I didn't so much punch them as I pointed with three fingers together.
Yeah.
And just
you said,
touched them at arms.
Initiating human aggression.
Initiating human aggression, I would say. And I would just, at them.
Pokety poke.
No.
And I never just, would you ever flick their calf again.
I think for me, it probably came from a single mother. My only sibling was a little sister.
Mm-hmm.
So there wasn't a lot of like brother sort of physical fighting, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
So it didn't really normalize to me.
Yeah.
Like playful physicality.
Yeah.
Didn't, and I just have no fucking threshold for it, even to this day.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree that there's that great moment in I think it's the third Nolan Batman movie when Bane just
flicks Batman's ear.
he's got big gigantic bat ears.
He's
you
just
know?
Like flicking, he's just like, oh, is that where you keep
Batman, is that where you keep your GPS? Oh, is this throwing off your radar? Do you hate that, Batman?
I
God damn it, Bane.
Oh, what's the matter, Batman?
Stop it.
Oh, the Stop savior it. Of Gotham. Look at him now.
God damn, I should never have picked this stupid animal as my sigil.
I'm going to rip that cowl off. I'm going to give you a wet willy. How you feel about that, asshole?
You know that part
I was born in a pit.
That part where he, like, puts his hand, just puts his hand on that guy. Like, puts his hand on that guy's shoulder. Remember that part?
No.
It's so, you don't remember that part where Bane just, like, he starts talking and he just puts the back of his hand on that guy's shoulder and neck.
Oh, yeah. In the beginning, right?
Yeah. And it's just so intimidating because he is in that dude's space.
Yeah.
So casually.
But his hand isn't doing like a normal shoulder touch. Yeah. It's upside down. And you're like, why?
Exactly.
Like, what the fuck weird shit is he about to do?
Exactly. And I feel like that's even almost worse than flicking or wet willy. It's because it's so... It is initiating a human connection that is so out of the norm that it feels even creepier. And there's something about our heads. I want to say something else. This is kind of weird, but it's a thought I had the other day.
Lay it on me.
Do you not think?
Not usually.
Evolutionarily.
Mm-hmm.
That it's weird that the most important shit we've got, i.e. our brain, is like sticking out of our bodies. It's in this box. It's in this container, our skull.
Yeah.
That is sticking out. The reason I thought about this is because I banged my head on the cupboard and I went, doesn't it make more sense to stick that important shit in a protective, like, wouldn't it be smarter if our brain and our eyes and our perception was like in the center of our core?
Like Krang,
and it was much more protected on all sides, so you're not whacking your head. You know,
your brain is connected through the shortest pathways possible to your sensory stuff.
Right.
So you can immediately get that with the lowest latency.
Right.
Plus, it needs to be sticking out on this rotating space so you can, like, if your brain, if everything was in your chest, you would have to do, like, forget Chris Nolan Batman, it would be Tim Burton Batman. You would have to do a full turn.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
In order to
turn from the
things.
Waist to see things.
I don't know. That seems like it uses a lot of energy and most of my muscles.
I just feel like the goal is to protect your brain.
It's much easier to look down at the rest of my body and see what it's doing from up here. You know, so
yeah,
if I'm manipulating things with my arms and legs, I have like a full picture of my body.
I guess that's true. It just feels like it's sticking out of things is problematic.
Yeah.
Because it gets whacked, it gets beat, but protecting it, like where your heart is, makes sense because your heart needs to be protected.
Yeah.
Right?
So maybe the head is a cabinet where like we still have eyes, ears, nose, and all that stuff, but brain is then put down into the torso somewhere?
I would even say just all your, yeah, maybe.
You know, because that way you could still do all the moving around and range of motion of your head.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we solved it. I think we solved humanity.
All right. Our work is done.
Great.
I appreciate that.
Good meeting, buddy.
That was a great meeting. You did a great job with that.
Fantastic ideas.
The other way this data is broken down is by geographic region. There were 5 different countries. These are all European countries, by the way, because this is an Oxford study. Five different countries. European cultures.
Name the 5 countries.
And
I'll tell you.
I wish it had a list.
If you name the countries, I will arrange them in order from most touchy to least touchy. If England is there, England is the least touchy.
Yes, British people were listed as the most uncomfortable being touched anywhere.
I think followed by maybe either German or Scandinavian.
Do you think, Mr. Carboni, there is anything inherently wrong with touching a stranger? Like, do you, obviously, you know, not in your genital area, but just sort of.
Or with my genitals.
Yeah, you don't want to be touched. That's not your first reach out. Yeah.
It's first
contact. You don't want that to be. But
I was raised in a broken home. I don't know what's appropriate or what's not.
Start with penis.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I always say you go in, you ask for the salary you want, even though it's so crazy.
Yeah.
And then work your way down.
Lead with the crotch.
That's not good. Don't even, I'm not, that's
just
not true.
Walk through the door crotch first.
Nope.
So Because I remember a moment in college where I met this guy who was, what do they call him? Flight attendant. Mm-hmm. He's a flight attendant. And he.
Sky waiter.
Yes.
I call them sky waiters.
Yes. Boy of the air.
Yeah.
That's what they call him. He talked to me. We got into talking and he was explaining that he would always like put his hand on the shoulder of the person that he was assisting, and it always put people at ease. And I feel like that flies in the face of this.
But shoulder seems data. To be okay in most situations.
It's true. Shoulder is good, but I found that to be the case. Like, I do feel at ease when someone makes a physical, like puts their hand on my arm or something.
I think we are physical creatures, and the social is connected to the physical for us in ways, because before we developed language, that's how you communicated.
Yeah.
Through body language and through touch and through stuff like that. You know, not everybody likes to be touched. I think it's okay. I think it's okay because if you think about crowded spaces or something like that, or if you're just trying to get through somewhere, or
yeah,
if you're just
subway.
Trying, yeah, or if you're trying to alert somebody to something in public, you can touch them on the shoulder.
Right.
I don't think anybody really freaks out about it. Sometimes people are a little startled because they didn't expect to be touched, but I don't think it's a problem with being touched. Like, if you're in a public, somebody drops their wallet as they're walking down the street and you touch them because you don't know who to call out for.
Right.
Nobody gets mad at that.
I do that thing where if I'm trying to get...
I sweep the leg.
Yeah, well, that's smart. Especially if they just drop their wallet.
Yeah.
Because then you can grab the wallet and run away.
Yeah, or just put them at eye level with the wallet. Because I'm not a thief, Jeff.
Right. Your wallet's on the ground, and so are you.
What kind of person do you think I am? It's just like, oh, hey, drop your wallet.
Oh, my shins.
Yeah, but your wallet.
Could you just...
You're welcome.
Scratch my calf.
Of course I could, buddy.
Thank you so much.
Good work finding your wallet. Although I did help.
You did. You helped.
do you have a place on you that's like a should be a normal touching zone, but is not a normal touching zone?
No, I'm pretty comfortable with all that stuff. And I have friends that, you know, when I was like in high school or in college or everything, the guy that'll like put his hand on your thigh to make you freak out, it never freaked me out.
Yeah,
that
shit doesn't freak me out.
And it doesn't bother me. None of that bother. I go to, if I get a massage at some place, it'll be like.
Does it weird you out that I've been brushing your hair this whole time?
No, actually, it adds to the fullness and sheen.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
I don't
you.
Know why no. this bugs people out.
Thank you.
You're welcome, buddy.
Thanks so much. It looks so great.
Do you guys have a place that, well, we all have places that weird us out if we're touched there, but how do you feel about
you think
just,
there should be more touching in general?
Oh, yeah. More touching.
Not sexualized touching.
No.
Just friendly neighborhood touching.
Yeah. Like Spider-Man, but for touching. let us know. On Twitter, I'm at @acarboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those babyface.
Old babyface buttocks
Old
Carboni.
Old babyface buttocks Carboni. God damn it, that's something that's going to stick, and I'm so pissed. and also, listen, we probably already said this to you at the beginning of the episode, but we're going to say it here at the end of the episode as well. There's a new store up.
Oh, I love stores.
Yeah, this store is specifically a We Have Concerns store.
Oh my God, you can get We Have Concerns merch and gear.
Yeah, you can get we have a Jetpack Rescue Squad t-shirt.
Yeah.
We have a Salmon Cannon t-shirt.
We're not sure what else yet.
We have a Brock Life t-shirt.
Oh, he's throwing it on the table. He's not sure that that's going to be up.
We've got a hat that says They's Aliens.
Oh, he's really going for it.
That's what we got all these things.
All of these things guaranteed to be there when you hear this episode.
Guaranteed. wehaveconcerns.com/shop. And now I've given myself a deadline.